Guess who's back? It's Miss Stylistic Baby. And I'm in tune with T-Mill, giving you the latest in Hollyweird from BeStylistic.com and the Stylistic Report for Tuesday, November 30th. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving since we missed last Thursday, Scoop. But I'm here to fill you on everything you missed. Are y'all ready to get into it? I know I am. Woo, child. You know Razzby and B2K? He may be a bipolar Gemini, but he sure keeps the world thoroughly entertained. And this week, he's back to exposing the gayness of more members of B2K. Now, I don't know why anyone on Earth would have a phone conversation with Razzby, because he is worse than Cat Stack's video recording incriminating phone calls and stuff. But hey, you gotta do what you gotta do to build your case, right? Hello? In his latest video, Razzby admits to Crystal blocking him and his bandmate, Jay Boo, in a room where he watched and forced them to perform oral sex on each other. Yes, Razzby said that on his video for the world to see that he sucked a bleep. The chick that Razzby was talking to pretty much admitted that all of the events that Razzby has been telling us about over the past month are true, because she said, "You're the only one that wants to come forward with the truth," as if she knows all the truth too. Please go to BeStylistic.com and get into this video, because you have to see it to believe it. Yay! Congratulations is in order for Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj, and Kanye West. Jay-Z's first book, Decoded, debuted at number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. Nicki Minaj's first album, Pink Friday, landed the number 2 spot on the Billboard charts, selling nearly 400,000 units. Also, if you haven't seen it yet, please get into Nicki's special on MTV, My Time Now, because it was dynamic, and you know I have all the footage over on BeStylistic. It's a definite must-see. And lastly, Kanye West broke his own damn record by entering the charts at number 1, selling 520,000 copies, which is 70,000 more than his previous album, 808 and Heartbreak, that dropped the same week 2 years ago. So work. Go ahead, y'all. Y'all better let these haters know who's running this music game. Hello? Okay. Now, if you were in a turkey comatose style, then you may have missed Loki on causing all this ruckus on the net with Nicki Minaj. But seriously, Lil' Kim finally dropped a record, and it was a diss track to Nicki Minaj called Black Friday. Now, y'all know Lil' Kim started picking on Nicki once the entire world started embracing her, and they both were dropping subliminal disses here and there. But Nicki's interview with Angie Martinez on Hot 97 is the one that set Kim off, because Nicki finally addressed her beef with Lil' Kim by name. So Kim dressed her whole Pink Friday theme and turned the biggest shopping day of the year into an incredible diss on Nicki Minaj. Head on over to BeStylistic to listen and download the track if you haven't heard it yet. And Lil' Kim went in. I give her all the props for that track, because she did let Nicki have it. But she's still hating. Oh, and y'all know two more has-beens have been trying to go in on Nicki this week too, right? Ever since Lil' Kim dropped this record. Yep, loser-ass Foxy Brown and Kaya all of a sudden want a piece of Nicki too. Foxy's calling her a liar because she claims she never told Nicki anything negative that Kim said about her. And Kaya is just a hater. That's just what she does. Kaya just hates the fact that Nicki Minaj actually has talent. You know, something that she wished that she could have. So today, in order to divert some of Nicki Minaj's attention on Kaya, she released a Pink Friday album review on her blog. And this was not the average review, because she took personal shots throughout the whole entire post, wasting the valuable time of her life going in on Nicki Minaj, hating on her. I mean, just pure hate. But Kaya did state that she spent $13.99 on that album, so that doesn't make her a hater. But wait till you read it. She is the definition of it. But who gonna check her, boo? Miss Stylistic did. And And you could go over to BeStylistic.com and read everything that I had to say to Kaya, because she tried all of the wrong people in her article. I'm going to play those type of games. No, girl. Goodbye. So, get into that while you're over there downloading Trey Songz' new mixtape, Pound. Let me hold that beat. I've run out of time. But be sure you log on to BeStylistic.com daily so you can get into it with more celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a BeStylistic because I am Miss Stylistic, honey. And I'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye.